Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
The week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What's going to be in your timeline? What's in your news feed? What are you going to hear on the radio? What will you read in the paper? What will you see on television?
Why don't you just tell me
Today and into this week, political news to share. Tucker Carlson is in Milwaukee tonight. He's going to be at Fiserv Forum. J.D. Vance is in Eau Claire on Wednesday. And Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin on Friday. Don't know where yet. Not sure if that'll be a Milwaukee hit or not for her.
Yeah, they've only said to Wisconsin.
And that's normal. We don't usually hear much about where they're coming until like the day before. TikTok facing a critical hearing in Washington today. The Chinese owner is fighting a law that would ban the app in the U.S.
U.S. officials say the app can be used as a Chinese propaganda tool, and user data can be handed over to the Chinese government. TikTok denies the allegations, calling the attempt to ban it a radical departure from this country's tradition of championing an open internet and sets a dangerous precedent.
ABC's Randon Alley there. So, yeah, they're going to have a hearing today before an appeals court. Their hope is they get a ruling by the first week in December so then they can run it up the chain to the Supreme Court. Later this week, the Federal Reserve will meet, as they always do. They'll play cornhole and then decide whether or not to drop the rate. I don't know that they do that. It sounds like they're going to trim the interest rates maybe by a quarter point. That's what experts are expecting.
It'd be the first drop in interest rates in 4 years, right?
Thursday, WTMJ, we're hosting a big radiothon for the Lance Cijon Memorial. Cijon's the Medal of Honor recipient. His memorial is that replica plane, the one he flew. It's at the airport right now. John Mercier is raising money to help restore that memorial. So stay tuned on that big event taking place on Thursday. Plus, we got a great added layer to that story coming up next hour right here on the program. On Saturday, President Joe Biden welcomes the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan for the final Quad summit of his term. So this is going to be just an event that they're going to have in his hometown. So he's going to bring the Quad summit to Wilmington, Delaware. Go down there in the man cave. Have him down there.
Let me show you around. Take a look. I just got this flat screen.
Go ahead. Sit in the car. Sit in the car. You'll love it. It's a convertible.
Take her out. Now you can't take it out.
So that's taking place over the weekend. The Brewers start a big series tonight at home. They're looking to clinch the NL Central at home this week. Enjoy that, Brewers fans. Another noon game for the Packers on Sunday. They play the Titans in Nashville at the movies. More horror movies. The Substance stars Demi Moore as a fading celebrity who decides to use a black market drug to create a younger, better version of herself. And things don't go well.
They don't?
Also arriving Friday, Never Let Go. Halle Berry is the mother of twin sons that live in a remote cabin in the woods. And you can only imagine what would happen there. So, yeah. Scary movies.
Too scary.